revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Blessed is he who reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keeping those things which are written there, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be to you, and peace from him which is, and was, and is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and made us kings and priests to God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also who pierced him. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice. It was like a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. Being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst one like the Son of Man. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet like fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Right hand upon me, saying, Fear not. I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works and labor and patience, and how you cannot bear them which are evil. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember from whence you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or I will come to you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of its place, unless you repent. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know your works, tribulation and poverty. Fear none of those things which you will suffer, for the devil will cast some of you into prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. To the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works and where you dwell, and you hold on to my name and have not denied my faith." But I have a few things against you, because you have them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, eating things sacrificed to idols and committing fornication. Repent, or I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, charity, service, faith, patience, and works, and the last is more than the first. I have a few things against you because you let that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Hold on until I come, and he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations." Of iron, like vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. To the angel of the church in Sardis, "I know your works, that you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Hold fast and repent. I will come as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you." sins will be clothed in white. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and his angels. Church in Philadelphia. He that is wholly true, he that has the key of David. He that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens, says, I know your works. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which will come upon the whole world to try them that dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no man take your crown. Church in Laodicea. These things the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. Because you are neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and know not that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him who overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.